Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, June 28th, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, are you guys excited about the Olympics? They're only 40 days away. Now, I've been saying for a while that we need to just not have them this year because of Zika. Well, maybe there are some other issues. There are people saying that none of these venues are ready yet. None of them. The velodrome, which is for cycling, it's only 89% done. 11% to go in 40 days. I don't know. You tell me. The tennis center is 93% done, so a little bit closer there. The sports venues as a whole are about 98% complete. Now, that's great, except for the fact that the railway, the subway that's supposed to get people from the tourist section of Rio to these venues, isn't done either. Neither are the bus lanes. Nothing's done. Nothing's ready. Meanwhile, Japan, who has the Summer Games in 2020, already. They're ready. They could have them this year there. Well, there's also people in the engineering club in Rio who were saying that a lot of shortcuts were taken and something might happen with some of these buildings. These are engineers. They said the quality of work has been compromised. All right, well, not to mention there's been a 39% spike in homicides, rapes, and robberies over the last year in Rio. So this may be actually fun to watch after all. All right, let's get into today's headlines. First off, the House Select Committee on Benghazi releases its official report today, and already Democrats and mainstream media are in full spin cycle. Also, Democrats are once again changing their party platform, this time hoping to jail those who reject the pseudoscience of climate change. And later on in today's show, we'll be joined by former Fox News anchor Donna Fiducia. Looking forward to that. All that, plus we have some new swing state polls we're going to talk about, and when he's not lifting up boulders or getting shafted by the NFL, Tim Tebow is coming to the rescue at 30,000 feet. We have all that, plus the Rhino mailbag, if we get to it once again today. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick little break here in a minute, and then you guys are going to go to rhinoreport.com, and you're going to check out a couple of new articles, lots and lots of hits, about the birth of liberty. What do you think the birth of liberty is? Does it have to do with the Phoenix, maybe? Maybe check that out, rhinoreport.com. I'd love your feedback on it. Also, if you want to write for us, you guys know how to do it. Send me a submission, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll take a look at it. We'll talk about it. We'll get you posted on the website. And as always, be nice, be kind, and give me a follow on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. And I'll follow you back if you're nice. If you're nice, if you're not nice, no follow back from me. Also, little housekeeping, make sure you subscribe or follow the Rhino Report on your favorite podcasting platform, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over the place. And once again, a big shout out to our new listeners on K98 Talk at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Check that out, k98talk.com. We'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. A quick 60 there. Now we're off and running. Did you guys see this interview on Hannity last night? It was the author of Crisis of Character, Gary Byrne, former Secret Service agent, and he was stationed at the White House between 1992 and 2000. And his stories, I'm telling you, if you didn't think this woman was qualified temperament-wise to be president before, this thing just solidified it. I mean, it was like a fly on the wall in the White House. And he told us all about how he would run into the president having three or four different affairs, and he walked in on, I guess, Bill Clinton making out with Walter Mondale's daughter. There's just some really crazy stories. Now, the left is already doing the whole character assassination thing, and that is what it is. It's always going to happen. They don't like it. But it seems like if you're gonna listen to anybody and you're gonna take anyone's word for it, a Secret Service guy, he might be the guy to listen to. I thought the most interesting part, and I haven't read the book yet. I'm gonna run out and get it today. But the most interesting part that I heard was when he talks about the what you have to deal with when the wife of the president may actually be a threat to the president. Very interesting. I mean, he even alluded to maybe some abusive behavior by Hillary Clinton on Bill Clinton. Very, very interesting. He's very careful to say if he didn't directly see it, how he gained the information. And he doesn't say sources. He says other agents or someone relieving him at his post or whatever it may be. But that was the most interesting part about this possible abusive behavior. I think we all know that, you know, she's definitely one person or a different person in public than she is in private. If you ever take a look at some of the photographs where you have her kind of in the foreground and her entourage of merry idiots behind her, they always look pissed off, don't they? They look mad. They look like they're being used. How many times have we seen Uma Abedin carrying her bags for her? Like, what is this? You know? So they definitely know her character. And this Secret Service agent, he knows her character too, and I can't wait to get my hands on this book. But, you know, once again, it's gonna be one of those things that, like, she's probably just gonna dodge somehow. It is really unbelievable how many things this woman has dodged. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, you know, if I get a chance to read it over the weekend, I'll definitely bring you some more information. I know a lot of you guys out there probably already downloaded it on Amazon, or you went out to Barnes & Noble or whatever, and you picked it up. But it's got to be interesting. It's got to be really, really interesting. He was actually on Hannity's radio show yesterday for 2 hours. He had him on for 2 hours. That was actually probably a better interview than what he had on Fox News last night. So if you get a chance, I don't want to plug anybody else's podcast, but it's Hannity, and that's okay. Go listen to that. Maybe he'll plug me back. Probably not. All right, let's talk about this Benghazi stuff. I thought we were done with Benghazi like 2 years ago, and as it turns out, we're not. We're not. They released their select committee report today. This was 2 years of investigation and, Democrat stonewalling, essentially, is what happened here. And the evidence points to what we really pretty much already knew. This was a planned terror attack. The story about the YouTube video was just fabricated, but very carefully fabricated. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. We know that Susan Rice now was prepped for the Sunday morning shows by political aides, not military or security advisors or professionals. And the initial meeting that convened after the attack began, which was attended by then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, did not convene until 3 hours into the attack. Now, there have been people that have speculated this, but we didn't really know for sure. Now we know. Now we know. The concern here was never for the safety of those stationed at the Benghazi compound. Asking for resources, never get it. Never got them. Now, we've learned also in this report that, in fact, the ambassador, Christopher Stevens, he actually had somewhat of an affinity for the area. He liked Libya. He especially liked the people in Benghazi, and he wanted the permanent consulate to be right there, and he was going to propose that to the Secretary of State in a future meeting. But there were a lot of things that went wrong, and this is like 140 pages. So to read the whole thing on air would just be too cumbersome, and it would be boring, to be quite honest with you. But one of the things that struck me the most, it stood out to me, was that there was a plane full of what they call the FAST team. It's like a special response team waiting in a Rota, Spain, to take off and now aid those in Benghazi, those at the embassy in Benghazi. They had to wait. It was like 18 hours before they were able to go help. And during this time, they changed in and out of uniform 4 times. Because the people at this meeting that Hillary Clinton was at, and some other people, couldn't decide whether or not they wanted our troops to look like they were troops. Should they dress in civilian clothes and just carry a sidearm? Should they be in full fatigues? So they changed like 4 times. Get these people off the ground and get them there to help. What is the issue? Well, the issue is politics. The issue is that they didn't want, there's been a long-standing line with this presidency, with this administration, with Hillary Clinton, to not have boots on the ground. They didn't want people who looked like military personnel to be on the ground in Libya. And they had said during this meeting that they could not deploy people to Benghazi to help without the consent of the Libyan government, which is total horse hockey. Total horse hockey. Even Leon Panetta in this report says that's not the case. Not the case. If you have Americans and they're at the American embassy and they are under attack, you do not need anybody's permission to go help them. Let alone that of Libya's. You don't need their permission. There were a lot of things that went wrong here. A lot of things. I skimmed through the report. I can't read 140 pages in 2 hours. Maybe some of you out there can. I can't. But we have excerpts. Lots of excerpts here from this report. One of them says, this is on page 115. With Ambassador Stevens missing, the White House convened a roughly two-hour meeting at 7:30 p.m., which resulted in action items focused on a YouTube video and others containing phrases, quote, if any deployment is made, and, quote, Libya must agree to any deployment. They had no idea what they were doing. They didn't have the first clue because they tried to attack this or defend this from a political standpoint, not a safety standpoint. It amazes me that people think that this woman could protect us. She couldn't protect 4 people. 4 people. She wants to protect 350 million? Are you out of your mind? Unbelievable. We have more excerpts here, and we're gonna read a few of them because they're important. But then we're going to talk about where we go from here with her and these issues now. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled, but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, losing my voice here, the Rhino. So we have a lot of different excerpts here. Like I said, it's a long report. It's not short. It took 2 years. Anything that takes 2 years shouldn't be 5 pages long. One of the, this is on page 154. It says, a fleet anti-terrorism security team, otherwise known as FAST, sat on a plane in Rota, Spain for 3 hours and changed in and out of their uniforms four times. Leave it to this administration to not know what to wear in this kind of situation. Leave it to them. What do we wear? I don't know. Nah, uniforms? Nah. Jeans? Nah, just go. Just go. What are you doing sitting around? This also says, this is on page 107, the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff typically would have participated in the White House meeting, but did not attend because he went home to host a dinner party for foreign dignitaries. Again, in the report, page 107. This is page 28. This says, 5 of the 10 action items from the 7:30 p.m. White House meeting referenced the video, but no direct link or solid evidence existed connecting the attacks in Benghazi and the video at the time the meeting took place. So, no links, but what can we do? What can we blame this on? What can we blame it on? It says the State Department senior officials at the meeting had access to eyewitness accounts of the attack in real time. The Diplomatic Security Command Center was in direct contact with diplomatic security agents on the ground in Benghazi and sent out multiple updates about the situation, including a, quote, terrorism event notification. The State Department Watch Center had also notified Jake Sullivan and Cheryl Mills that it had set up direct phone lines to Tripoli. There was no mention of the video from the agents on the ground. That's it. Page 28. It's right there, black and white. So let's move on to the response. According to Susan Rice, this is on page 98. According to Susan Rice, both Ben Rhodes and David Plouffe prepared her for appearances on the Sunday morning talk shows following the attacks. Nobody from the FBI, Department of Defense, or CIA participated in her prep call. While Rhodes testified, Plouffe would normally appear on the Sunday show prep calls. Rice testified she did not recall Plouffe being on prior calls and did not understand why he was on the call in this instance. All about spin. This is Rice just saying she did what she was told. Clinton sent in her henchmen, clean this up, make it look nice, nothing to do with terrorism, and that's what happened. That's what happened. All they can think about is politics. That's all they can think about. They didn't think about four people. They didn't think about the safety of American lives overseas. Are they out of touch or what? How out of touch are they? Now, the Democrats, they have a response to this whole thing. Of course, they always have a response, right? This one says, decades in the future, historians will look back on this investigation as a case study in how not to conduct a credible investigation. They will showcase the proliferation of Republican abuses as a chief example of what happens when politicians are allowed to use unlimited taxpayer dollars. This is their response. It's all about politics, right? That's what it's about. Nothing to do with lives lost. All about politics. Well, the GOP makes 25 recommendations at the end of this report. 25. Of how to improve security and training in the wake of these attacks, or this attack in particular. Well, I am ready to make my recommendation. You want mine? Because mine is a lot easier than theirs. They want communication stuff, and they want no. None of that. This is what we do. You arrest Hillary Clinton. How many dead bodies need to follow her? How many? We just learned of a guy a couple days ago took his own life, who was set to testify against her. First he took his own life, then his throat was crushed. We can't get the story straight. Arrest Ben Rhodes. Arrest Uma Abedin. Arrest Cheryl Mills. And arrest David Plouffe. Arrest them. This is the issue. They covered this up. How many things need to happen before someone steps in and says these people are threats to national security? What else needs to happen? I always go back to this moose thing, right, with the DEC and the Adirondack Park. They took a picture of it right next to the sign, but the park didn't want to recognize that it was there. Because when you recognize it, you have to do something for it, an action plan. No one wants to recognize this. And Trump is the one getting talked about like he's the number one threat to national security because he wants to keep people out of the country who want to harm us. He's the threat? Trump University is the threat? Now, Trump isn't doing the best job right now of campaigning, that I will tell you. But he's not the threat. Hillary Clinton and her henchmen are the threat. This report even kind of takes Obama off the hook, and they say he ordered military forces to help, and they didn't go. At whose say-so? At whose say-so? Who outranks the president here? I know who thinks they do. Hillary Clinton. We'll be back with Donna Fiducia after this on the Rhino Report here on CRN Digital.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. So we are joined now on the phone by Donna Fiducia. Donna is a former Fox News anchor. She's a former Howard Stern contributor and the current owner of Donna Fiducia Productions. Donna, thank you for being here today.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Listen, I want to talk about today's elephant in the room, right? There's always an elephant in the room. What are your initial impressions of this House Select Committee's report on Benghazi?
You know, I was going to start out by talking to you, Ryan, about how I cannot believe how flexible the mainstream media is. They contort themselves into trying to justify what they want to hear. It's unbelievable, the amount of Kool-Aid drinking. I'm watching Trey Gowdy, and I wish I could mind read what he's thinking. He can't. You know, he's probably thinking, these guys are idiots. They're just idiots, because they're asking Trey Gowdy questions like, well, you know, there's slogans like, people died, or Hillary lied and people died. You know, kind of like the Bush lied and people died thing, mm-hmm. which a lot of, you know, folks are trying to counter with Benghazi. And, you know, they go, oh, we see them on bumper stickers and we see them on T-shirts. And I'm thinking to myself, and so Gowdy goes, well, I don't wear those T-shirts. I mean, it's just the stupidest question. It's unbelievable to me how they're going to contort themselves. And the thing is, the problem is, the low-information voter is going to see just that. That's what they're going to hear, the dumb soundbite. They hear Donald Trump, you know, he might say something because he tends to talk off the cuff that might not sound presidential in their eyes. But yet Hillary Clinton is the most unpresidential person I've ever seen in my life and gets away literally with murder, in my opinion. And I think in the opinion of the Benghazi committee, too.
Sure. Does the media's or do their questions today, did they shock you? Or were you kind of just used to this and it's how it's going from here on out with mainstream media?
Well, you know, when I was at Fox, and I left about 7.5 years ago now, I can see a huge difference even since then. When I first started in the 80s, I'm dating myself, when I was on with Howard Stern, I mean, there was common sense. And I did traffic more or less for Howard Stern, and I did a music show on the weekend, so I never got into hard news on his show at all. That was Robin's job, actually, if you want to call it that. But then, you know, I kind of morphed into working in television news from being a helicopter traffic reporter, and the rest, I guess, is history. But through the years, you get to see if it bleeds, it leads. And that's local news, and I hated that because, to me, nobody got any better by watching the local news. I wanted to be able to wake people up as to what was going on politically. And I always thought that if you gave both sides of the argument, that you would be able to... That's what journalism was. And I'm sad to say that I've seen such a deterioration, even, unfortunately, at the Fox News Channel. I watch the Fox Business Channel more. They're really good. But the
problem, I think a lot
is,
of people do.
Yeah, and the problem is that the media has a one-world order, globalist way of thinking. And so does the administration, and quite frankly, so do the rhinos, no pun intended, the R-I-N-O's, in Washington, D.C., which we need to make extinct.
I had to be careful with my with picking my name there, right? Because
yeah, but we know what you mean.
yeah, the old double entendre, right? When you were with mainstream media, did you ever feel pressured to push a certain narrative?
I can honestly say I started to feel it when I worked for NBC Television, and which is their flagship station, New York City, WNBC, News Channel 4.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I actually was in, right by Port Authority, there's a Planned Parenthood, family planning clinic. And I was in there, I forget what the actual abortion issue was. It wasn't whether, Roe v. Wade should be overturned. I think it might even been an anniversary of Roe v. Wade. But it was just a story. I think it was for Roe v. Wade. And when I got in there, this woman, and man, was she militant, said to me, "Well, you know, men have no rights." And they just assume that women are going, being a woman, I'm going to agree with that. And I'm like,
agree, sure.
Yeah, okay, sure. And that was the first time it ever occurred to me that you can't, and this is in New York City, obviously, if I said pro-life, I got lambasted. I had to say anti-abortion and pro-choice because the word anti has such a negativity to it. And I refused. And I actually got reprimanded by my producer for that.
Oh, wow. You know, speaking of WNBC, they haven't gotten any better, just in case you're you're keeping track. But their old sports guy, Len Berman, he does the morning show now. And WOR.
Uh-huh. Well, but, I actually have the New York feed. I'm in Atlanta, but I actually do have the New York feed. And I get to see all my old friends working there. And, it's gotten worse. What's Len Berman doing now, though? I can't tell you. Honestly, I haven't seen Channel 4, though, in a while. But I know
he's doing a morning show on a WOR 710. Todd Schnitt and Len
Berman. What happened
to
John Gambling?
Not there.
Wow. See, I worked with Rambling with Gambling, too. That's how long ago I've been there.
Yeah.
John A. Gambling, his father.
Let's talk about what you're doing right now. I've said on the show before, when you talk about the titans of internet radio, names like yours and, of course, Cowboy Don Newman, they automatically come to mind. What prompted you to become so involved in internet radio?
I tried to retire. After I met Don, I got divorced. My kids are still up in the New York area. In fact, my son's unfortunately going to law school at NYU. I don't know whether I should admit that or not. I told him if he comes out being a commie lawyer, I'm going to shoot him. But my kids are still up there. And what happened was, when Barack Obama got elected, I race horses now. That's what I do. We have a 62-acre horse farm. And the horse industry sort of tanked, along with the housing industry. Because believe it or not, a lot of people were buying houses with home equity lines.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just couldn't take it anymore, and we decided to get into internet radio. And Don is very good with the technical aspect of it, so the rest is history.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take just a quick break here, and you're going to join us in the next segment. And I want to talk about this new venture you guys have going on. We've spoken about it on air here before. We had Jim Lysat on the show, but I want to get your take on it, because you have a little different angle than probably Jim had. So everybody hang in there. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant, because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We are still joined by former Fox News anchor and owner of Donna Fiducia Productions. Donna Fiducia, so we're talking about your foray into internet radio. How many shows do you currently produce right now?
Well, actually, I should say Don does the legwork on it because he's Mr. Techie. But we produce, I think, 5 or 6 shows right now, at least the when the host do them, they send us the file, we check them out, and then we upload them. So what we have on Mondays is what we had before we joined Red Nation Rising Radio, and that is, on Mondays we have Stan Levy, who does a show called Black Man Thinking, and he is
great
awesome.
Show.
He is awesome. He really is good. On Tuesdays, Don and I do our Cowboy Logic Radio, cowboylogic.us, and Wednesdays is Squashing Liberalism with Sean Atkins. He's a Marine, and he's really off the cuff. He's West Virginia Coal Mine Company, and he really is in the trenches there.
And he's very funny. He's a very funny guy.
He is. And Thursday, we have Denise Simon. She is so deep in the weeds. Have you ever seen that movie 3 Days of the Condor, where Robert Redford does nothing but read, and then he gets in trouble for it?
That's no, Denise that doesn't Simon. Sound like my kind of movie.
Yeah. Well, it is Robert Redford, but it's a good movie, actually. Anyhow, she reads everything, all these military things, and she is the analyst and the go-to person for all of the military analysts that you see on the Fox News Channel. They clear things through her first before they use it on the air. I'm talking about McInerney, Lieutenant Colonel Bill Cowan. I mean, she really is on the cutting edge. and she hosts a show called The Denise Simon Experience. And if you want to read her blog, it's founderscode.com. She blogs probably at least 4 to 5 times a day. She's amazing. Founderscode.com. Yeah. And on Friday, we have a show that basically is called Real Talk with Audrey Russo. And she has some lighthearted stuff and political talk as well. A.J. Gaynor hosts Blowing Smoke. He's a former drummer for the band 12 Stones. He's a big-time rock and roll drummer. He's much more of a libertarian. And, well, off the cuff, that's about what we produce right now. There's a bunch more coming on. And it's all going to be part of Rent Nation Rising Radio, which, again, is launching on July 4th, which is awesome.
Yeah, very cool, and I know we're excited to be about it. How do you, to be with it? How do you think Red Nation Rising Radio is going to change the landscape of internet radio?
You know, the situation is such that I look at internet radio like FM was 40 years ago. Nobody knew how to treat it, and I know when I was at WNEW FM in New York, the AM station just thought we were like the you know what stepchild. And nobody wanted to pay any attention to the FM. And eventually, when I was there, the FM overtook the AM because they were playing more older stuff and we were playing cutting-edge rock and roll. Now, the music aside, what I think is happening with talk radio is that you have a lot of smaller stations, like Scott James has WDDQ and WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, and Valdosta, Georgia. They're smaller stations. A lot of these small station owners are starved for really good programming because it's expensive for them to pay local people to come in and do a talk show, even if it is that good. And so I find that what it's going to be is a slow transformation from terrestrial stations, your typical AM and FM stations, to internet, which would be what Red Nation Rising is. And the hashtag Red Nation Rising, which started as a tweet with Jim Lysak, gets over a billion impressions, like a billion and a half impressions last month alone. And
that's
I never
crazy.
Knew the strength of that until I started using it. Now I'm getting inundated with retweets. And so the word's going to get out there, and I think when people listen, they're going to find we have quality programming like yours. We've got 50 other different shows. There's two streams, Liberty and Justice, so it's like essentially two radio stations. Take your pick, and you can listen to it anywhere in the world. And I think that's what's going to make it eventually overtake regular terrestrial AM and FM stations.
I've seen the lineup, and there are some really big names. There are some new names. There are some long-standing shows, some fresh-out-of-the-box shows, some morning shows, some overnight shows. How do you get all these people together?
It's been huge. Jim Lysak, Gene Berardelli. Oh, man, we're just talking with so many. Ron Phillips, he's actually doing the internet side of it. Don and I, we had been very close with Primo Mondoni. And when he passed away suddenly, we resigned from the old network that we were in because it got overtaken in such a way that we just didn't want to have anything to do with it. And when we resigned, we said, well, we're either going to just keep doing our show or look for something to basically take the place of the other one. And when Gene Berardelli said he knew about this Red Nation Rising and how strong it was, we looked into it. We got together with Jim Lysak, and this has been a couple months in the making, and we decided that this was the way to go. We've added Kevin Jackson. He does a great show. He's in the lineup now. I mean, there's. I don't even have the list in front of me, but if you go to rednationrising.us, you'll be able to see all the information. And about the shows that Don and I do, it's cowboylogic.us, and all the information for Red Nation Rising is there as well.
Very cool, very cool. 15 seconds you got here. What would you tell somebody who wants to get into internet radio, who has a little headset and wants to get started? What advice would you give them?
Give it a try. Listen to yourself. Send us an MP3 file, and we'll offer it. I have no problem doing that. You can't. Good things happen. Bad things happen, I should say, when good people do nothing. We got to take our country back, for lack of a better way of saying it.
Very good. Thank you so much, Donna. We are going to speak again very, very shortly. Thanks for being here today. All right,
thanks,
guys.
Fine.
When we come, you got it. that when we come back, we're going to talk about climate change. Is it for real? I don't know. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free. 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last part of today's Wednesday, today's Hump Day show. We have a lot to get to today. Let's get to some polls really quickly. We have some new swing state polls out there. This is from the PPP. You got to take their polls with a grain of salt. They're not the best. They're always leaning left. So here they are. Pennsylvania, Trump, Clinton. Clinton 46, Trump 42. That gives Clinton a four-point lead in Pennsylvania. The Buckeye State of Ohio, this has Clinton with another four-point lead, 44-40. Iowa, the old Hawkeye state there, you have Clinton at 41, Trump at 39, so closer than you would think in Iowa with a left-leaning poll. Arizona, Trump takes this one by 4, 44-40. New Hampshire, Clinton by 4, 43-39. And Wisconsin, a little closer than you'd think, too, with a left-leaning poll. This shows Clinton at 47, Trump at 39. That gives Hillary the killer, 8-point advantage in the Badger state. So yeah, I got all the colleges in there. All right, let's go. We got to talk about this Democrat Party platform. They changed their platform like they changed their underwear. Okay, so yesterday they told us that they want to change their part of their platform that pertains to abortion. They want to make sure that the Hyde Amendment is no longer in play. The Hyde Amendment, of course, is what prevents public money from being spent on abortions. They want to get rid of it. They believe the public should pay for abortions. They even add Planned Parenthood to their to their party platform. It's odd that you see a private company named in a party platform. But hey, listen, this is the party of Wall Street, the party of money, the party of pay to play. So they're the party of Planned Parenthood. This newest change, and now they want to make it a crime to deny climate change. I'm serious. They want to make it a crime. If you publicly deny climate change and you think, you know, it's not real, or you tell your stockholders that, you know, it's kind of hogwash, they want to criminalize that. So here in New York City, you're now allowed to pee in the streets, graffiti, break windows. Those are all decriminalized here in New York City. And now, but you can't speak ill of climate change, or that will now be a crime. So you gotta, you know, these party platforms, they don't always stick to them, but it's the base, right? That's the baseline from what they work off of. So if you're someone out there and you're an independent and you're looking to see what each party is looking to do, well, hey, listen, they want to make abortions publicly funded, and now they want to make it a crime to speak out against climate change. I would be in jail in 5 minutes because I think it's all garbage. And I've made the case before on this show over the last year about how much garbage it really is. But we'll see if they want to do this. It sounds like Loretta Lynch would be perfectly happy to take up all of these climate change cases. She's already started to go through the process of figuring out if the FBI can actually investigate some of these climate deniers. So she'll be happy to do that, no doubt. Hopefully she won't be here come November. But all right, one last thing today. You know, when he's not lifting up boulders and throwing big tractor tires around, you know what Tim Tebow's doing? Well, he's not playing football, but he was on a plane going from Atlanta to Phoenix. And while on the plane, one of the passengers started having a medical episode. They think maybe a heart attack or something like that. And the Delta flight crew acted tremendously. They got in there, they helped the guy. He wound up dying later. But Tim Tebow was on the plane, and he prayed with the family. The family was there. They thought they lost this guy. He prayed with the family, and then when they landed, the guy's pulse actually came back. He died later at a hospital. But how many celebrities out there do you know would get up and pray with a family, would help in a situation like that? Most of them would just bury their heads in a magazine, not pay attention. All right, that's Tim Tebow for you. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.